With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Even as the ceasefire holds for now, President Trump says the war against Iran may end sometime soon.
The president told Fox Business that the war in Iran was very close to over, even though Iran has refused to meet U.S. demands about ending its nuclear weapons program. He also claimed that China has agreed not to provide weapons to Iran, amid reports that Beijing has considered transferring arms. Meanwhile, U.S. Central Command says the blockade at Iranian ports, which began Monday, has been fully implemented. Greg Clugston, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the president will return the U.S. economy to greatness for all after the war.
President Trump has built the greatest economy in the world before. He is doing it again. Of course, we have this short-term disruption, but again, it's for the long-term strategic goal of ensuring that these terrorists cannot possess a nuclear bomb.
Leavitt says temporary higher gas prices are the cost of keeping Iran in check. Tax Day 2026 is today. Economist Stephen Moore says if your refund is bigger this year, you can thank President Trump and the Republicans and their One Big Beautiful Bill Act.
Every Democrat had voted no on that. If the Democrats had had their way, the average family would be paying $2,000 a year more in income taxes.
Representative Lisa McClain.
Every single Democrat voted to raise your taxes. Every single Democrat voted to raise your taxes. That's right.
And as always, if you're running behind, any taxpayer can request an automatic six-month extension for filing one's taxes until October 15th, but any taxes actually owed must still be paid by today's deadline to avoid penalties. Looking to Wall Street, not long from the close, it is the Dow down 67 points, but the NASDAQ up 338. This is SRN News. Worth every penny, no doubt, but how much does your Bible cost?
According to a report of the New York Times, Americans are buying copies of the Scripture at an accelerated rate these days, and sales of expensive copies are surging. Retailers and collectors say Bibles costing up to $400 a piece have been flying off the shelves for several years now. What's particularly interesting about this trend is that it comes when a vast array of digital Bibles are easily available for download and use. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's been a deadly spike in attacks on Christians this year in Ethiopia. Believers there make up about two-thirds of the population, but the remaining one-third is Muslim, and many are becoming radicalized in recent years. ICC says, quote, families have lost loved ones, livelihoods have been disrupted, and many people remain too afraid to return home. The attackers seem to be focusing on local Orthodox churches. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports there's been another round of staff reductions at Snap.
Snap Inc., the owner of Snapchat, is cutting about 16% of its global workforce, or about 1,000 jobs. 300 job openings will remain unfilled. Snap previously cut 10% of its workforce in 2024, 3% in 23, and 20% in 2022. According to its latest annual report, Snapchat has 474 million daily users, narrowed its net loss last year to $460 million as revenue rose to $5.9 billion. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Many Americans are turning to artificial intelligence tools such as ChatGPT. New Gallup poll finds about one in four U.S. adults used AI for health information in the past month. The survey comes on the heels of at least three other polls with similar findings. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.